words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So I think I've mentioned before, but I have a love-hate relationship with automobiles. And mostly it's hate, actually. I love them for where they can take us, and I love to travel, but the maintenance on them makes me crazy. Now, I did get spoiled, I have to admit, growing up, because my dad was a mechanic. And so I was able to always just call him whenever I needed anything. And I got so spoiled that I realized, oh my goodness, you actually have to do this for yourself, right, at some point in your life. And I have to do that now. But I remember once calling him, and I learned a lot about cars because of this. I called him once because my steering wheel was pulling to the side, you know? And I couldn't figure out why, because I was trying to go straight. Why was it pulling to the side? And I called him, and he said, oh, that's really simple. You just need your tires rotated, and you need an alignment. I said, well, what's an alignment? And he explained to me how when you use a car a lot and you go over bumps and you go through potholes and through all the wear and tear, the tires start to wear and then the gears that hold it start to veer a little bit. And you need to go in to have it aligned so that you can go straight again. And as I was thinking about that, I thought, you know, we're not so different from our things sometimes. Because we also need a realignment sometimes, don't we? We go through potholes and we go over bumps and we have all this wear and tear on our lives and we need to be realigned so that we can go straight in our world again. This is one of the reasons that God gave us the Sabbath. This word we sometimes use, but I don't think really take advantage of. God gave us the Sabbath to help us realign, to stop for a minute and remember what's important. And it's interesting here because notice that this is a commandment. This is a commandment to take a Sabbath. God knows how important it is and that we don't necessarily take it seriously. We get our cars aligned. Sometimes we get our bodies aligned even, right? You might go to the chiropractor and get your spine aligned. But how many people think about their faith and their overall life and their mission in the world being realigned? That's what God calls us to in the Sabbath, and it is a commandment. This commandment that God gives is the longest of any of the commandments he gives in the Litany of the Commandments. And it's a commandment just like not killing, not stealing, not gossiping, to take a day. Remember whose you are. Remember who you are. Remember who God is so that you can realign. But we're not good at it, are we? We make all kinds of excuses why we can't take a Sabbath, why we can't take rest. Oh, I'm too busy. I have too much to do. I'll do it if I can find the time. It's a commandment. But we make excuse after excuse, which is the exact reason God gave this commandment. Because he knew what we would get wrapped up in. And the reason we don't take this Sabbath is because we think we are responsible for everything. We think that we have to do things. We have to fix things. Everything lies on our shoulders. Sometimes we even start to believe that if we don't do it, things are going to fall apart. And then what's going to happen? And we forget that God is God and we are not. We get things so backwards. Evelyn Underhill once said that human beings spend their lives conjugating three verbs: to have, to want, and to do. This is what we spend so much time. What do I want? What do I have? What do I have to do? Over and over. And she said, how much healthier we might all be if we spent more time conjugating that verb to be. Who am I? Who do I want to be in this world? How am I at just remembering that it is not all about me or what I do or don't do? But we think it is. And we live in a world where it's true that we will be judged on our productivity and what we do and don't do. But God gives us something else to think about and another way to be. I was thinking about this today as we're celebrate some people. We're going to celebrate our graduates. Ryan's here today. And Ryan, how many times now that you're graduating do you hear, what are you going to do now? A lot, right? A lot. This is what we ask people who are graduating. What are you going to do now, right? You got to do something now. You got to figure it all out. And your high school is going to be fear. They're going to be watching because they want to track you and they want to put in their statistics the great things that you did after high school, right? Because we keep track of that, right? And that's what we talk about. What about just being? And we have two teachers graduating from the public school system this year. And retirement should be this wonderful, fabulous time, and it is, and some people retire better than others, I think. But retirement can also be this time of anxiety because we spend so much time in our life defining ourselves by what we do, by our job, that all of a sudden when people retire, then someone's like, wait a minute, if I'm not my job, who am I? And all of a sudden there's this little bit of a crisis, right? Because you have to realign what it means just to be. We are people wrapped up in having, wanting, and doing. And God asks us, tells us, commands us to step back and to take a moment and just be. When God does this, notice in this commandment, I think a lot of us, we look at this commandment and we think it goes with the, you know, God worked for 6 days, made the world, and then he rested. And that's one way of thinking of it, but that's not what this commandment is about. Did you hear what Craig read? This one says, remember, you were slaves in the land of Egypt, and I delivered you. That's why you take the Sabbath. Because you are not a slave to anything anymore. You are not a slave to all the tasks you have to do. You are not a slave to what people think. You are not a slave to your productivity. What matters in the midst of all of that is that God is there, and God invites you to lay down all of those things, if even for a day, and realize the world goes on. And it's not all up to you. But it's so hard. In Matthew today, we hear a verse we heard a couple weeks ago about laying down the yoke. And this word yoke, in the time of Jesus, was used to refer to the law. They called it the yoke of the law. And so people were really judged on how well they kept all of these laws that were put out by the temple. And if you kept them, you were in good standing. If you didn't, you weren't. You were unclean, all those kind of things. You were cast out. That was the yoke of the law. And Jesus says, put down that yoke. Take up my yoke. My yoke offers you joy and peace and grace and freedom. You are no longer defined by those laws. They are a gift, yes, to help keep order. But they are not the most important thing. The most important thing is your identity in Jesus Christ, that you are a child of God. Sometimes we get confused about that. And sometimes, even though Jesus asks us to lay down that yoke, it is so hard. It is so hard, and I started wondering why, and I thought, you know, sometimes I think we get our blessings and our burdens confused. We say we're going to lay down our burdens, but it's all this big mishmash, right? And so we don't think we can lay things down. So if I'm not making sense, I'll give an example here. We call work a blessing. And for anyone who's been unemployed, work is a blessing. It is a blessing to have work. Except if you are working over 60 hours a week and never seeing your kids, all of a sudden, work becomes a burden, right? We call money a blessing. And money is a blessing. Until every decision you make is based out of fear on not having enough money or needing more money, then all of a sudden, money is a burden. And so these things are so mixed, and we don't know how to lay them down. And we confuse what is a blessing. The blessing is that whether or not you have work, God is there with you. The blessing is that no matter how much money you have, God is there with you, and daily blessings, but we hold on to these other things that are burdens. I heard a story, and I'm not sure if it's true, but it's a good story anyway. I read this story about how people, when they used to try to trap monkeys, like poachers, one of the ways they could do it was they would go and they would put a cage out in the jungle. But the cage wasn't for the monkey. They would put a banana in the cage. And then the monkey would have to reach into the cage and grab the banana. But they had rigged it so that then the monkey couldn't get his hand out of the cage with the banana in his hand. And you know, the monkey would stand there while the poacher came to catch it because it didn't want to let go of the banana. Now, again, pretty sure we're descended from apes and not so different than those things around us, because we hold on to the banana, don't we? Even when we are trapped, even when we think something is coming, we are so afraid of letting go of that banana. Drop the banana! Drop the banana, my friends. Those burdens, those things weighing us down, those things that we think define us are not what define us. Yes, we are called to be productive in this world. We are called to do what we are gifted at, but even those things do not define us. God's love and God's grace in this world define who we are as children of God. And so we are given the gift of time to rest and remember that, and to see that the world goes on spinning because we're not God, and it's okay. I know it can be so hard sometimes, but here's the thing, if those of you who are more task-minded are having trouble with this, the other thing about the Sabbath to remember is the Sabbath isn't this thing where you're supposed to go, 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 so you can collapse, right? Because the Sabbath isn't just about taking a nap on Sunday afternoon or binge-watching Netflix. That's good, too. You may need to do that. But the command is to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. The reminder is to stop, to remember who is God, to delight in God's creation, so that you remember you are a part of it, and so that you can be realigned for God's work in the world. I read this really interesting thing that noted, how does our day work? Our day works, we get up, we go to work, we come home exhausted, we sleep, and then we start over. But in the Jewish calendar, the day starts at sundown, and so their day starts with rest. Their day starts so that you rest, and you get up, and you're refreshed for whatever it is you have to do, and then you start all over. I know it seems strange, but can you imagine just thinking that way a little bit differently? It's not you work, work, work so you can have rest. You rest so that you can do God's work in the world. And it goes the other way around. That is what the Sabbath is. That is what we are called to. Not to work so hard that we crash and have to rest, but that we take the moment to remember who is God, so that we can go out into the world realigned to do the work of God. We are God's people. That is what matters. Not what we have, not what we think we want, not even all those really important things we do. We are God's people. We are not God. And Sabbath is a gift. So remember it.